Good day, I'm Anjuie James-Soyez with JIS Media News for Monday, March 19. Coming up, Prime Minister expresses confidence in new police commissioner, government taking strategic approach to fighting crime, and National Service Corps to play a key role in enhanced security measures in St. Catherine North. The news in detail after the break.
Hi, I'm Simone, and living with a disability doesn't stop me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the Heart Church NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
Heart Trust through the NYS has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the March 31 deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-9816.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is taking a strategic approach to dealing with crime and violence. He says efforts are already underway to increase the intake of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF.
You would have seen an initiative by DCP Blake in putting more officers on the street to increase visibility and to deal with public order issues. That's a management decision to refocus the use of its human resources to put them in areas that management has determined to be a priority.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Sunday after declaring a state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. The state of public emergency came into effect March 18 and will run for 14 days in the first instance. Mr. Holness says the decision was necessary as crime and violence, particularly murders, have been escalating in that police division. The area has recorded 49 murders since the start of the year. Under the enhanced security measures, the security forces will have extraordinary powers and some rights will be suspended. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is confident in the abilities of new Commissioner of Police, Major General Anthony Anderson. The new Commissioner's appointment came into effect today, March 19. Prime Minister Holness says he believes General Anderson is up to the task of leading the constabulary, noting that the former Chief of Defence Staff has demonstrated considerable skill and knowledge of national security affairs during his tenure with the Jamaica Defence Force.
So I expect that he will be able to do very well in the JCF, which is a different environment, a different structure. I'm certain that he will be respectful of the structure, the organization, and that he will build a strong alliance with the policemen, and that he will assist in the transformation of the organization. So I'm confident that he will do a good job.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Sunday. Chief of Defence Staff of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, Major General Rocky Mead, says members of the Jamaica National Service Corps, JNSC, are part of the Joint Police-Military Team operating in sections of St. Catherine North during the enhanced security measures. This move, General Mead says, will act as the final stage of preparation for the JNSC members before their incorporation into the security forces.
241 Jamaica National Service Corps personnel will be deployed, where they will learn from more and more experienced soldiers in a major real-world, real-life security scenario, as is very normal. The level of training and experience that the JNSC personnel have acquired so far made them well-suited for increased levels of involvement in our security operations.
Major General Mead adds that the Service Corps members will be used primarily for operational support and administration. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising corporate area motorists to prepare for increased traffic as improvement work intensifies along Hagley Park Road. Communications and Customer Services Manager at NWA, Stephen Shaw, says 140 parcels of land have been acquired to facilitate the reconstruction of the corridor. Preliminary geotechnical work has already started along the corridor, which involves the digging of boreholes to install columns for the construction of double overpasses.
The focus will be that stretch between Portia Simpson Miller Square and Maxfield Avenue, or let us say halfway tree.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at a recent town hall meeting to update residents and stakeholders of Hagley Park and surrounding areas on the scheduled works. The $56.5 million Hagley Park Improvement Project is expected to last for 18 months. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.